I am here with Dylan, and I'd like for him to introduce himself.
Antha Dylan Sparks, Talitsanat, Vancouver. I'm Dylan Sparks. I grew up here in Vancouver on Musqueam territory.
Great. Tell us a little bit about the program you're in.
Kinesiology program?
Yeah. And maybe a little bit about your background and particular interest in language revitalization.
Well, the second question is more interesting, I think. So I've done a lot of studying of natural history and done animal tracking and traditional skills like fire making and things like that. And after spending enough time learning those things in the forest around here, I had this sudden desire to learn the language that came from this area. And so although I study kinesiology, the real fire in my heart is to study now languages and to study this language, Hunk Mino, here, which I've been doing for 2 years now.
Great. What's your particular interest in multimedia technology and language revitalization, the course that you're in right now?
I really wanted to take this course to really just better understand how multimedia technology can be used for language revitalization, and also to take a more extensive look at the effectiveness of the use of multimedia and whether it is effective or not.
Great. And for our class, students are required to work on several projects. Can you tell us a little bit about what you're working on?
Everyone tells me I'm a philosophical person, so of course I chose to do a story that was about a girl wondering what she wanted to be when she grows up. And the story is that she wanders around, asks her parents, and then goes, they don't give her an answer, she goes and asks parts of nature, the trees, the water, the salmon, birds, and then eventually talks to an elder who is able to tell her, who's been watching her and can see what she's going to do and with her life. So to be a little culturally relevant with a time farther ago when people still could talk to animals like they can talk to people now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Great. Do you have any plans in presenting this to the community?
I know Jill Campbell, who's the language coordinator on the council at Musqueam, and I'm planning to present this to her as a resource for their language nest.
Oh, wow. Great. And lastly, what role do you think multimedia technology has on revitalizing Indigenous languages?
Well, I have a potentially long answer to this question, but when we had one speaker come in from the Stolo Nation, I can't remember his name.
Strang Burton.
He kind of helped my mind flower into what I now understand the role of technology is, and that is that first and foremost, in order to keep the language alive, there needs to be fluent speakers. And for that to happen, the way he put it, like the Master Apprentice Program, which I've read since then, seems like a really great way to keep the language alive by having fluent speakers. And in that framework, technology is used to supplement time with the master, the teacher, the fluent speaker, if they're not willing to repeat things as much as you need to learn them. So in that context, technology is mostly used as a supplement. But I've also come to realize that for languages that don't have any fluent speakers, the technology is kind of a starting point for them, where their resources are books and things like that, where in order to develop fluency, you have to spend a lot more time with technology. And multimedia is a good way to engage with that technology to start that fluency before, once developing that fluency, dropping the multimedia off so you don't become reliant on it as mm-hmm. you develop fluency.
Great. Thanks, Dylan. Yeah.